Hello and welcome to the SSP podcast. Coming up, Colin Fox reporting from the revolution in Greece as the Socialist Party Syriza, high in the polls, are predicted to win a historic victory in the elections there. And Alan Wiley from the SSP branch in Renfrewshire will be talking about the £10 minimum wage. First, a brilliant group from Scotland who will hopefully be doing a benefit gig for the Yes Forum in East Dumbartonshire in the coming weeks, the Wakes and the John McLean March.
Did you see him as he came down the corky? Away of the level on, not for a day. Young man is coming, now the whole town is turning out. We'll all sure hear we're back to Glasgow today. The joiners and porters are marching to the clay bank. Come on, now and hear him, get the old flag to bind. Come out, Jock and Jimmy, leave your greens and your muggle gantries. Great John McLean is coming home to fight. Argyle Street and London Road's a route that we're marching. The last minute from Malarkey, it's your man. Feel where's your heart from Michelle Big Heel and Chuck to get your pipes made and march on the heads of the clan. Scotland belongs to him. Big John McLean is coming home to Clyde. And onwards to Glasgow, Green will march in good order. Will Grips is banner, well that boy is the blade. Hey look man, it's Johnny, now that's him. That's the body fighter, Lennon's his comrade, Connie's his mate. John would soon have you fed. It's hard work that's speaking, but I'm sure he'll be tired the night I'll sleep on the floor, man. Gee, on my bed. The whole city's quiet, it knows that he's resting at home with his Glasgow friends of joy and their pride. The red banner's waving, Scotland will march again. Now the great John McLean has come home to the Clyde.
Will hopefully be a regular part of our social media output in the coming months. One of the features of them will be a regular soapbox slot where an SSP member or supporter will get the chance to give a view, explain a policy or have a gripe. There are lots of things we can be talking about. Last year's independence referendum, the stupid views of UKIP's Paul Nuttall on BBC Question Time.
You know with them, it's take, 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 take. And we never get anything back. And you know what they're taking? They're taking your tax. You know, people in Scotland get an extra £1,600 than people, more than people in England. And you know what that pays for, your taxation up there? It pays for them not to have tuition fees, whereas down here, we charge students £9,000 a year. They have free hospital car parking. Down here, we pay. They have free prescriptions. Down here, we pay. When devolution happened, they got themselves a parliament. The English got nothing. But nothing is ever enough for them, is it?
What a dreadful party they are. Not satisfied with scapegoating immigrants, he's now trying to create division between the people in the UK. It reminds me of the awful views of a minority on the Irish not so long ago. Here's Colin Fox, our co-spokesperson, giving his views on UKIP's Farage. By the way, more from Colin later, reporting from Greece.
I think Nigel Farage is a toss-up, quite frankly. This is a merchant banker. I seen him interviewed on TV a couple of weeks ago. He's doing a meeting back in the city of London and saying when he was a merchant bank fund manager, he never employed women because they would go away and they'd have babies and lose all their client base. You know, you think this guy's a dinosaur. He's an absolute phony and a dinosaur. And he wants to blame immigrants and claimants for a crisis caused by merchant bankers like him. The guy's a total fraud. And he only gets what he does because, unfortunately, the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, the BBC, even the Tories and Labour have laid the groundwork for this racism and xenophobia over 25 years. And the left, unfortunately, in England has been too weak to add a counterweight, which is to say immigrants are welcome. They make this country richer by coming here. They make this country better, multicultural. All the immigrants that have come to Scotland are welcome. And Scotland itself is a nation of immigrants. My family came here from Ireland, like hundreds of thousands of others. Other families came down from the Highlands. That's immigration. When you're forced off the land in Caithness and Sutherland and Mull and Skye and Loch Arbour, and you have to come to Glasgow, that's immigration. That's what it is. So we know that well. And we've no time, thankfully, for the pus-ridden rubbish that UKIP and Farage espouse.
Push them out. Push them out of. Push them out of our lives. Push them out. Push them out of. Just 100 folk have 400 billion pounds. The three are richest, pay no tax, you make no sound. We play, we got something to say, simple to understand, so we relay, and push them out, push them out of our lives, push them out, push them out of our lives, push them out. Push them out of our lives. Now you're allowed to vote. Don't vote for their protection. Much as we love those boys from a One Direction, it's time to rise. Time to criticize. Know your class enemy. A baby recognize. And push them out. Push them out of our lives. Push them out. Push them out of our lives. Push them out. Push them out of our lives. Why?
Our ship's coming in. I can feel it moving. It's the adrenaline that keeps us improving.
Time to rise. A time to criticize. Do some reading. Organize. Push them out of our lives. Push them out of our lives. Push them out.
name's Alan Wiley, and I'm a member of the Renfrew branch of the SSP. I'd like to talk to you about a Scottish Socialist Party policy that's close to my heart, a £10 per hour national minimum wage. The Scottish Socialist Party believes that having a decent living wage is a basic right for all workers. We believe that workers should not be forced into poverty due to low wages. And it isn't just the SSP that believes this. The charity Oxfam regards a decent living wage as a human right, and we at the SSP agree. We haven't plucked the figure of a £10 per hour national minimum wage out of thin air. The SSP has campaigned since our inception in 1998 for a national minimum wage which is two-thirds of the average male salary. In today's money, that's £10 per hour. There are many, many advantages of having a £10 per hour national minimum wage. In the UK, we have the heinous situation whereby the majority of households which are living below the poverty line are working households. And recent stats show us that more and more folk who are in work are being forced to food banks to survive. This is simply unacceptable and cannot go on any longer. A £10 per hour national minimum wage would instantly eradicate in-work poverty while being a positive and proactive step in fighting social and economic inequality. It just makes good sense, especially in an age of austerity, to have a £10 per hour national minimum wage. A £10 national minimum wage would mean that folk would have more money in their pocket, money that would be spent in local shops and local communities, and this would spark sustainable economic growth that our local economies desperately, desperately need. So as well as fighting poverty and inequality, a £10 per hour national minimum wage would also create sustainable economic growth. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope I've given you some insight about the SSP's policy of a £10 per hour national minimum wage. If you'd like to keep up with the SSP in Renfrewshire, find us on Facebook searching for SSP Renfrewshire, or visit our party's website at www.scottishsocialistparty.org. Again, thank you very much.
Okay, I phoned Colin Fox a few minutes ago in Athens, and he gave me this report. The line wasn't great, apologies for that, but I think his message is clear.
Hi, this is Colin Fox, the national spokesman of the Scottish Socialist Party, covering the Greek general election here in Athens. I'm currently at a press conference being held by the president of Syriza, which stands for the Coalition of the Radical Left, and his name is Alexis Tsipras. He's having a final press conference of the election campaign for the world's media and answering many questions, in particular, what does Syriza intend to do if it is elected as the first radical left government in Europe since the Second World War, in terms of standing up to the threat from the European Central Bank? Syriza, the Coalition of the Radical Left, in the current opinion polls, has a significant lead. Most people expect it to be the biggest party in the Greek Parliament when the election results are announced on Sunday evening. It's touch and go whether we have an overall majority, but it seems certain nonetheless that Syriza will form the next government here in Greece. And the central programme is that they intend to renegotiate the crippling debt that Greece has with the European Central Union, Central Bank, the IMF, European Union. 319 billion euros are owed by Greece as a consequence of decisions taken by previous PASOK, that's the Greek equivalent of Labour Party, and New Democracy government, crippling the Greek economy. The 177% of the GDP, that's the debt equivalent, the second highest in the world. And it's easy to see anybody who comes to Athens, as I have done this last week for the very first time, it's easy to see how crippled this society is, both economically and socially. In the centre, one of the beautiful, most beautiful cities in Europe, are derelict buildings, graffiti, rough sleepers, beggars, hawkers selling bread and pastries at cut prices, to a population that's seen its standard of living plummeted in the last 8 years. Wages have fallen by 40%. Pensions and the national minimum wage, already low, have been cut in half. The Greek people are at the end of their tether. In 2008, they gave PASOK, the Labour Party's equivalent, a resounding mandate, where 44% of the people voted for PASOK in that general election, and PASOK let them down badly. So badly that PASOK today stands at just 4% in the opinion polls. In the last election, general election in Greece, the same picture can be seen where New Democracy, the conservative right wing, got a resounding majority. And they, although they're second this time, faced the ignominy of being thrown out of government by Europe's first radical left wing government. It's exciting here in Athens, in Greece. The country reminds me, and I'm sure would remind anyone else who went through the Scottish referendum election in September, that this is our people engaged. This is our people who are desperate for help and are looking to Syriza to give them that help, to return the national minimum wage to 750 euros a month, to return pensions to 700 euros a month like they were in 2008, to create 300,000 jobs, to try and persuade young Greek men and women not to leave the country and head for Northern European jobs, to provide electricity for everybody in this country who needs it. It's a resoundingly popular programme, and of course Syriza faces the prospect of a resounding victory in Sunday's elections here in Greece. And of course, as the activists in Syriza will quickly tell you, in many ways that might be the easy part. Winning the election may well be the easy part, because the tough decisions come on Monday and they have to deliver for the Greek people who are so desperate for that help.
This is The Wakes. Look them up on Facebook, iTunes and their website www.thewakes.info. This is Men to Be Feared.
Of New York, you fight to survive with your life in your hands. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. You brand us as brigands, you brand us as wolves. Cuts out your eyes, go back through the holes. We'll batter your skull.
Strawberry Street. We're the boys that you don't want to meet. So beware the red stripes, be quick on your feet, 'cause here come the dead rabbits. Yo!
Remember, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at the underscore SSP underscore is our Twitter account, and via our website www.scottishsocialistparty.org. Email me if you want to contribute to this podcast or with a music request. My email address is neilwscott, that's neilwscott, all one word, at hotmail.com. Other music featured today was, of course, UB40 and Food for Thought and Thief Action, The Push. Next time, more on the Greek Revolution, another soapbox, and the views and news from Sandra Webster, our Women co-spokesperson, who I leave you with this short message on what happens after the May elections.
What's going to happen next? That's when the fight starts. We have to fight then for a kinder, fairer society, for a better Scotland, and I hope you'll join us with that. Thanks for listening.
Travel to a mystical time zone, and I missed my bed, and I soon came home. They said there's too much caffeine in your bloodstream, and a lack of real spice in your life. I said, leave me alone, because I'm alright, Dad. So the strain.